Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. So who am I referencing when I use the terms bitches and dicks? Females and males? Not exactly. The title refers more to testosterone and estrogen levels. The idea for this episode came about after listening to Fox News hosts on the radio, as well as politicians and their staffers in Washington. Full disclosure, I don't watch Fox, CNN, MSNBC, etc. I simply followed Fox for a period of time out of a sense of curiosity. By the way, my views on the media types can be found in the episode titled The Media, Why to Ignore, located here. So, on to the episode. For those listeners outside the United States, individuals who are unwilling to stand up and say something negative about someone on their team, especially those higher up the ladder, are known by Americans as bitches. Think of a dog being walked by its master. In this case, the one wearing the collar is the bitch. On the other hand, those who are willing to say what they're thinking and therefore occasionally voice negative comments, are labeled dicks by Americans. Now, dicks have, quote, game. Game being talent combined with confidence. Bitches, on the other hand, are insecure, usually due to a lack of talent, and therefore are constantly in search of other people's acceptance, hence their unwillingness to adopt any principles in life, except, of course, the principle of doing whatever their master commands them to do. So what prompts Fox News hosts and some in Washington to wear a collar? Well, whereas a dog wears a collar so it doesn't run away from its master, Fox News hosts, as well as some in Washington, wear collars to keep their master from running away from them. You know, I am curious how those adults who spend their days wearing a collar think their kids will listen to them. I mean, why would a teenager or young adult take advice about a friend, partner, or life in general from someone who spends their days being someone's bitch? Thanks for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word. And remember to check back regularly for new material.